the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRD.
I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight. I'm a sci-fi fanatic, mild asthmatic. Never been to second base, but there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space.
Local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. About 5 weeks after going into a Rome hospital with pneumonia, Pope Francis will be going back to the Vatican tomorrow. This is one of his doctors, Sergio Alfieri, at a news conference in Rome.
In a stable clinical condition, with a prescription to partially continue drug therapy and convalescence and rest period at least 2 months.
The Pope is expected to make an appearance tomorrow and maybe give a blessing. Police updating the mass shooting last night at Young Park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that leaves 3 people dead and 14 others injured.
The investigation so far reveals that there was an altercation between 2 groups of people, and that altercation escalated to gunfire between both groups.
Las Cruces Police Chief Jeremy Story, no arrests yet. The Trump administration targeting more migrants for deportation from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, as well as Venezuela, revoking their legal asylum status. This is ABC News. Affected by President Trump's executive order dismantling the Department of Education, more than $1.6 trillion in student loans. Bankrate Principal Loans writer Andrew Pentis.
Certainly, student loan refinancing and consolidation with a private lender is an option. But for most federal student loan borrowers, it's best to wait right now and wait till the dust settles. Because once you do refinance with a private lender, you'll give up any of those federal loan protections that are key to repayment.
Electric tricycles are transforming the lives of some women in parts of rural Zimbabwe. They offer financial independence and social empowerment. Women were once dependent on their husbands. Now women who own and ride the tricycles are turning into breadwinners and earning more respect. The initiative is led by a local company that has a goal of ensuring that 70% of the beneficiaries are women. Motorcycles are a common public transport in sub-Saharan Africa. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet. And we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Moe.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6 and pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend with sunny skies and highs in the lower 40s. For tonight, rain developing, possibly mixing with a little bit of snow early, lows in the mid-30s, rainy and breezy on Sunday with a high near 47. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. My lucky stars above, that I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
There, but I Tracy Byrd and Holden Heaven. I'm JD with you for the last hour of my show today. Clay Walker, Drew Baldridge too, with Tough People. But right now it's Blessed. Here's Martina McBride.
Kissed by the sun each morning, put my feet on a hardwood floor. I get to hear my children laughing down the hall through the bedroom door. Sometimes I sit on my front porch swing, just soaking up the day. I think to myself, I think to myself, this world is a beautiful place. I have been blessed, and I feel like I found my way. I thank God for all I've been given at the end of every day. I have been blessed with so much more. Love is a beautiful gift.
You'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live. Gonna laugh, gonna love. I got a buddy that wakes up worrying about stocks and bonds. He's up and he's down, and he only smiles when the market's strong. I spend my whole week's wages at the dance on Saturday night. I won't ever grow a portfolio, but hey, that's alright. I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. I'm gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh,
helps me unwind while the world goes round. I got a woman that fills my heart so full that it overflows. And how it gets any better than this, brother, I don't know. I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
A tornado tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down. Except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. Yeah, there were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Off somewhere to keep us all free. Came back in a box with a flag on it. It's home, don't it? Talk about tough. tough people.
I love looking at entertainment history. If you're looking for something to watch or a film to check out or a show from this very day in history, it's a great way to maybe find something new. How about this one from Bruce Lee? Do you remember Fist of Fury? Movie released on this very day back in 1942. Also the movie with Morgan Freeman called Olympus Has Fallen, released on this day back in 2013. And The Zookeeper's Wife, originally released on this day in 2017. All great films you can enjoy from this very day in history.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not
against her will, and I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm Jeremy Clements.
Jeremy Clements across the line as the race leader.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series is back at the head of the Florida Keys for a visit at the 1.5 mile oval that is Homestead Miami Speedway. As we approach race 6 of the season, the previous 5 have one thing in common. All were won by a different driver, the latest being our reigning series champion, Justin Allgaier. The last time the sport made a visit to South Florida was in October with a shot at the championship on the line.
He won stage 1. He's won stage 2. Off turn 4, the black and white checkered flag is in the air, and
and Austin Hill sweeps Homestead Miami Speedway. Austin Hill will race for the championship in 2024 at Phoenix Raceway.
Hill would love nothing more than to claim his second checkered flag of the season, but he'll have to fend off Cup Series champion and a master at riding the wall, Kyle Larson. Other drivers to watch in today's race include modified ace Justin Bonsignor and Sam Mayer, who claimed the checkers here at Homestead in 2023. Live from Homestead Miami Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series is live right here on the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Race 6 of the 33 race schedule brings us here to the Homestead Miami Speedway for the Hard Rock Bet 300 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And not only is there a trophy and a winner's check to be won, but for four drivers, there's also an extra $100,000 are on the line in the first installment of the Xfinity Dash for Cash. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Motor Racing Network's live flag-to-flag coverage of the Hard Rock Bet 300. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Todd Gordon and Mike Bagley. And Mike, when we get set to go, what is the Xfinity Dash for Cash program has taken on a life of its own?
Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Austin Hill, and Sam Mayer are eligible for this bonus today. Now, one of those drivers does not have to win the race. The highest finisher of the four will win a $100,000 bonus. And it is with the administration of this bonus today. Over the last 16 seasons, over $6 million in bonus money has been paid out by Xfinity, and one of those drivers will walk away with a little extra jingle in the pocket as they head back to Charlotte tonight.
They would also like to take home the big trophy and the winner's share of the purse. So, Todd Gordon, what is the key to these Xfinity drivers' success to getting around this racetrack?
Tire management and just having longer run speed, finding a place that your car works and be able to handle your way through traffic, moving around the racetrack, being able to have speed in multiple grooves so you can go where cars aren't and put yourself in successful positions.
This track has a lot of lanes that are going to be available at the dropping of the green flag. We'll see every one of them used in what will be a very competitive mile-and-a-half racetrack hosting today's NASCAR Xfinity Series race.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Today's race is 200 laps, 300 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 45 and 90. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Homestead Miami Speedway Motor Racing Network here with you on this Saturday afternoon as we get set for the NASCAR Xfinity Series Hard Rock Bet 300. Practice and qualifying was held earlier today, and one of the fastest cars belongs to Connor Zilich of Junior Motorsports. He will start on the outside of the front row, winning earlier this year at COTA, coming off a ninth place last weekend at Las Vegas. Connor is one of the pre-race favorites to win. Let's get his thoughts with Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
And Mike, it's his best start on an oval for the young Connor Zilich, who continues to learn in his first full season here with Junior Motorsports. Connor, obviously the speed was there, but what more are you learning about these mile-and-a-half racetracks, especially when we get to the race here today?
Yeah, these tracks are really tough. Still learning a lot as we go, but I feel like I've got a good understanding. We had a top three going at Vegas last week before I sped on pit road in the last stage, and we've got a WeatherTech Chevrolet as fast as Xfinity Mobile today. So I'm just going to try and keep it up front all day and do our job, and hopefully by the end of stage three, we're still in it.
This place is known running the top. Have you gotten a chance to fine-tune your skills running up against the fence here at Homestead?
Man, you think you're good, and then you get the 17 blowing by you, and you're like, man, maybe I'm not that good. So, he starts pretty far back today, old Kyle, and, you know, we'll see if we've got anything for him, but he's going to be really good. Sheldon was really good in practice on the fence, so there's a few guys to learn from out there, but, I've definitely got some room for improvement up there.
All right, that's Connor Zilich going to start second. The 17 he was referring to, Kyle Larson, going to start a little bit deeper in the field here today.
Let's talk now with the driver who will start fourth, the winner last week at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Speaking of Justin Allgaier, who's moved into 10th by himself on the all-time Xfinity Series wins list. He's with our own Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Alex, and that win was the ninth consecutive season that Justin Allgaier has won races, tying Kyle Busch and Mark Martin for longevity in this. And Justin, when you look at winning another race, ninth season, how important is it to get a win out of the season early, get it out of the gun, and get moving forward with it?
Well, especially winning right before Homestead, where you know that it's going to get interesting, and you're going to have to, you know, try to be as best as you can at a place like this. You know, but it's great because now we can focus on just being free, working on our setups. You know, Jim Pullman and this 17 do such a great job, and this weekend's no different. You know, the Trademark Nitrogen Brand Professional Agriculture Camaro that we had this weekend is really, really good. It drove good on the long run. It was obviously pretty fast in qualifying, not quite as fast as Xfinity Mobile, but definitely still fast. But I feel like our strength is going to be that long run, and knowing that if we need to get on the wall, we can. But you know, we can just go out there, we can play the strategy game if we need to. We can just be free, and I think that sometimes that's more important than having speed at some of these racetracks that we go to.
You're a five-time winner of the Dash for Cash. What does it mean for you, for Xfinity and NASCAR and everyone to put this all together?
I mean, what Xfinity does for the series and for the sport as a whole is truly second to none. And, you know, to be able to not only have an opportunity to go for $100,000, but to be able to win it, like you said, five times, it's such a huge benefit to these race teams. I know Junior Motorsports has benefited greatly from having the opportunity to win those, not only with myself, but with all of my teammates. And, you know, we want to win it here because not only does that get you the $100,000 bonus, that also locks you into next week for the Dash for Cash as well. So, you know, we got to be mindful of it. We got to be smart about it. But I feel good about where we start, where we're racing, and the competitors that we're going up against.
Justin Allgaier, he starts fourth here this afternoon.
The driver that starts behind him, right behind him, on the outside of row three in the sixth position is Sam Mayer. He, too, one of the four drivers going for the Dash for Cash bonus. He will try to win it for the third time, coming off a top five last weekend at Las Vegas. Backtrack side to Chris.
It's his best Miami start, too, for the 2023 winner. Sam, you had an eventful day in practice. Cut a tire and everything like that, but nonetheless, you start sixth. So where's the confidence as we go racing here at Homestead?
Really high. I mean, I feel really proud of these guys for getting the car in a really good spot. Even after our issues in practice, we kind of rallied to a really good spot at the end of it. So huge props to those guys for getting in a good spot, but I feel like we're in a good spot to begin with anyway. Our Autobell Ford Mustang is certainly as fast as Xfinity Mobile. Being up in the top 10 in qualifying is awesome. It's huge. Being able to see the front's really important. We're racing for stage points. That's the biggest thing right now because we're top five in points, but we're still a little bit out of the lead. So we're going to keep scratching and clawing our way back up there, and hopefully we can be there by the end of the regular season. But that all starts today.
It's been an impressive start for Haas Factory Team, a young team with you and Sheldon. How do you keep this momentum going?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to have solid effort every time you go on the racetrack. And we've brought really fast cars, but they're not race winning yet, but we're getting them to that point. And I think that if it's going to happen, if it's going to start, it's going to be today.
All right, that's Sam Mayer, one of the Dashford Cash drivers, says if he wins the money, he's going to maybe go to the casino here later on tonight. He starts sixth.
Yeah, if he wins the money, that means he's got a little luck on his side for sure. Maybe he should go take it to the casino. Those are some of the drivers we're going to talk with more in just a moment.
Welcome to more.
Green flag is in the air.
More action.
Photo finish.
More awesome. More smoke.
Go.
More sizzle. More soar. More roar. More friends. More family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are, you'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to NASCAR.
Imagine a scrapbook filled with all your favorite memories of 75 years at Darlington Raceway. Now imagine that scrapbook going 190 miles per hour.
Have you ever?
No, I've never!
You don't have to imagine. You need to get to Darlington, where the drivers of today tackle the track too tough to tame, just like they did your first time. NASCAR Throwback Weekend at Darlington Raceway, April 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com. Discover South Carolina.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Qualifying was held here at the Homestead Miami Speedway a little earlier today for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and Taylor Gray won the pole position. Let's put the spotlight on him right now, which is presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo Racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Let's hear from Taylor Gray now.
Alex, 163.320 miles per hour, career first pole for Taylor Gray. So, Taylor, congratulations on that fast race car. What does it mean, though, for today's race? How good was the car in a longer run?
Yeah, I feel like we had a little bit of work to do in practice to get our operation center, GR Supra, quite the best, but I feel like we're getting close. We're kind of working in that box and just kind of have to hit on a couple more things. I think, you know, we did some work here, you know, prior to the race here to hopefully get it closer to being the best car. So I'm really confident my Joe Gibbs Racing guys to bring me a really fast operator GR Supra. I think we're as fast as Xfinity Mobile. Just have to, again, keep the right side clean and just manage the day.
Can you kind of describe the start to your season? You're leading. You've scored more points than any other rookies. You're sitting seventh in the standings, three top ten finishes. How content are you? How satisfied are you with a solid start to the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very satisfied. You know, there's always better we can do. We can be running better each week. We need to score better stage points throughout our races. And obviously, you know, we've been in contention to win a lot of the weeks we've been here. Obviously, we wrecked once and then had some pit road issues last week at Vegas, and that kind of set us back and killed our day. So, but, you know, to say satisfied, I wouldn't say I'm satisfied. To say I'm somewhat pleased, I am, just with a new group working together, and everyone's pretty much new to, at least to me, and working together and getting my feedback and knowing what I want in the race car has been good, and we're slowly progressing and getting better each week. Just to have to stay consistent and, yeah, go for it.
Another step on that is winning the pole position. That is Taylor Gray. Chris Wilner
here with Austin Hill, the defending race winner from last fall. Austin, you qualified this car 21st, but you just told me that may not be indicative of what you have for a race car today.
Yeah, our Global Industrial Chevrolet is actually really fast.
liked where we were at in practice. There are a few little minor details that I think that we need to work on a little bit, maybe some things that I need to work on as well going into the race. But all in all, I feel good about our chances. You know, we qualified 16th here last year and was able to win the first stage. So we are a little further back than I would like to be. I wasn't expecting us to go out there and sell in the pole, but being 21st, that's mired back pretty far back here. But all in all, I really think that everybody at RCR, ECR has brought a fast Chevrolet today. And if they're all fighting for the top and I can get that bottom ripping and just have some clean air down there, I think we have as good a chance as anyone to drive up through the field and put on a show while we're doing it.
A lot of drivers have pointed to you as one of those really good on the bottom here. Do you feel like that's your bread and butter and where you can make up the most spots?
Yeah, I think so, especially as tire wear comes into effect. You know, guys start to venture up and start running that top lane. And I don't know what it is about the bottom. I know that I've just always been fond of running the bottom. That's just where I'm comfortable at. Just like Larson is comfortable running the fence, I like running the bottom. And I just make it work. I don't know if it's how free I have my race cars. I always like my race car on the free side. And it's close to being there today, like right where I want it. But yeah, if I can have that clean air and I can stay on the bottom, I think that we'll have a really good shot of driving up through the field. But just like you saw in the truck race, anything can happen on lap one. So I'm a little skittish being back here, so we might have to take our time going up through the field, but we're going to be patiently aggressive while we do it.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on Austin Hill again, starting 21st. Stevie likes to run the bottom. You're with the drivers one for one here this weekend, who likes to run the top.
Yes, indeed. We've heard a number of drivers mention the number 17 car. That is Kyle Larson, who ironically starts in the 17th position. So, Kyle, a number of these drivers have talked about how good they felt you are. How good did you feel about your race car in practice earlier today?
Yeah, we were really fast, you know, on the long run, running the wall. So, yeah, I'm confident there. Just got to keep it out of the wall and be patient as we pick our way through here. So, yeah, hindercars.com, Chevy's good. And it'll be a little different conditions, you know, as it's going to trend to cooling off, I think, tonight. As, you know, in practice, it was warming up throughout practice. So, we'll see.
You talk about, and we talk about running the top, but yet are 1 and 2 different than 3 and 4? Or what are the differences between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 with respect to the top groove?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely different, really. Yeah, I mean, I know, like, overhead shot, it might look similar, but the banking, the grip, the bumps, the just everything about it, the shape of the corner, all that. So, yeah, turn 3 to me is a lot easier to run the wall, where turn 1... you kind of have to, like, swing out more. So it's a challenge, but if you can get it right, it's really fast.
I'm sure they can. It's a challenge, but Kyle Larson will start that challenge from the 17th spot.
The car he's driving today finished second with William Byron on the road course at COTA. It finished second at Phoenix with Alex Bowman. If he wins this race, it'll be Kyle Larson's second win of the weekend.
It's the fastest, most unpredictable speedway on Earth.
Talladega Super Speedway. It's not a place for the meek. There are no pleases and thank yous.
Oh, he gets tattooed!
It's not quiet, and it doesn't pretend to be. Ah! It's where anything is possible, and everything you've ever loved happens. All at once.
We're gonna get it!
NASCAR weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, April 25th through the 27th. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network Car Care Center, Durand.
Welcome back to Homestead Miami Speedway. The NASCAR Xfinity Series getting ready for the Hard Rock Bet 300 under what are beautiful weather conditions. The trucks ran last night. Kyle Larson won the Baptist Health 200. Now today, sunshine, temperatures about to tickle 80 degrees. Gentle breeze. The palm trees are dancing back and forth. You couldn't ask for a better day to go racing here in South Florida.
No, and I just love this area of the country right here. We're just outside the first bridge that goes into the Florida Keys, which is just a mile or two away from where we're sitting, where the Florida Keys start. It's a perfect place to come down and vacation. And when you have a NASCAR race in town or a series of NASCAR races over the weekend, it really is a tremendous setting. Whether it's here in the spring or in the fall, it doesn't matter. This is one of the best places to be.
You mentioned a series of races, which is what we have going on right now. We mentioned Kyle Larson won the truck race last night. We'll run the Hard Rock Bet 300 today. And, of course, we're back tomorrow for the NASCAR Cup Series and the Straight Talk Wireless 400 Cup Series qualifying taking place earlier today. Right now, all eyes and attentions are on the NASCAR Xfinity Series as we go trackside right now for pre-race ceremonies.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Olympic Heights High School Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from Charlotte Harbor Young Life, Cody Workman.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for an amazing day of racing here at Homestead, Miami. Thank you, Lord, for all of the talents that you have blessed these drivers with today. We ask that you protect them with your love and protection and give them a sense of peace and everything that you have blessed them with. We pray for that same level of safety for their crews and for our safety workers. Finally, Lord, we take a moment to say thank you to you. Thank you for creating us, moving into our world that you created, taking on human flesh, and sacrificing yourself on the cross so that we could have an opportunity to be in an eternal relationship with you. We thank you for all of these things in your name. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome comedian, lifestyle and beauty content creator from Orlando, Florida, Stefania Saavedra.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ceremonies wrapping up down trackside as we get closer and closer to the green flag in today's race.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
It's the fastest, most unpredictable speedway on Earth.
Talladega Super Speedway. It's not a place for the meek. There are no pleases and thank yous.
Oh, he gets tattooed!
It's not quiet, and it doesn't pretend to be.
Ah!
It's where anything is possible, and everything you've ever loved happens. All at once.
We're gonna get it!
NASCAR Weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, April 25th through the 27th. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Let's get a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race cars today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Hard Rock Bet 300 from Homestead Miami Speedway. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Back here at the Homestead Miami Speedway, the drivers now are inside their race cars as they get the seatbelts fastened up. You know, the last seven Homestead Miami races for the Xfinity Series have been won by seven different drivers. Going back to 2019 when Tyler Reddick won the race here, then Harrison Burton, Chase Briscoe, Myatt Snyder, Noah Gregson, Sam Mayer, and Austin Hill.
And then you flash forward, depending on how you do it, to this race this afternoon. And you've got some drivers that are starting here for the very first time in the series, not necessarily in total. You got Daniel Dye in the show today. He's run here in the trucks. So is Christian Eckes. So is Corey Heim. So is Dean Thompson and Taylor Gray. But you've also got guys like Carson Quapel and Justin Bonsignor that have not turned a lap in anything here. Quite the interesting mix of drivers we've got set to take the green.
It really is, but that's what makes the NASCAR Xfinity Series so intriguing, Todd, is the fact that you can have a wide array of experience come out here and get a chance to compete on one of the best racetracks we race on.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's one of those things that I'm looking forward to. You know, you talked about those guys. Corey Heim starting back in, 31st position. We've got Brandon Jones, had a mechanical issue. They fixed that, resolved it. He gets to start scratching the field. We get to watch these guys get to race their way forward as they come forward. It's going to be really interesting.
When we look at what we have in front of us today, we've got a field of drivers, 37 deep or so, 34 deep, that are getting ready to take to one of the trickiest tracks on the NASCAR Xfinity Series schedule. It's finicky. Todd Gordon just described that. Over the course of 200 laps, this track will change, and we'll see who keeps up best with the changes over the course of these 300 miles. Let's go trackside for the command right now